For some reason, weekends tend to be the period when I engage in battles of opinion on LinkedIn. This weekend, the argument was over the hot weather, early or full closures, and a general apocalyptic attitude of young professionals towards all of this. I wondered how those who toiled in the steelworks of Sheffield would view all this feebleness and whining in coping or getting through a working day in the modern high-tech world. We've all heard the defence team for Gen Z. They just want boundaries. They're just protecting their peace. But if you talk to the people actually trying to run businesses in the UK today, you'll hear a completely different story. They don't see healthy boundaries. They see an unprecedented wave of apathy, an absolute refusal to compromise, and a workforce that feels entitled to the rewards of a career without putting in the grind. Is the UK facing a genuine crisis of work ethic among its youth? Welcome to today's podcast. I'm Ashley of fraxbiz.com, and today I offer no apologies for refusing to put feelings aside as I look at the hard data that suggests Britain's youngest workers might actually be exactly what the critics say they are: disengaged, fragile, and uniquely difficult to employ. Let's start on the shop floor and in the corporate office. If you think the work shy label is just a grumpy stereotype held by myself and other borderline misanthropes, the data says otherwise. It's a view shared by the people tasked with managing them every single day. According to a workplace engagement report, a staggering 62% of human resources managers in the UK state that Gen Z employees are officially the toughest demographic to motivate and engage at work. This lack of drive is so severe that over a third of managers admit they feel completely burned out just trying to get their youngest staff to participate, with many considering quitting their own jobs out of sheer frustration with employee apathy. And it isn't just that they are hard to motivate, many simply aren't making the cut. Employment data from Resume Builder reveals that 3 out of 4 managers find Gen Z to be the most challenging generation to work with. The primary reasons: a distinct lack of effort, poor motivation, and being far too easily offended. In fact, 1 out of 8 managers admit they have had to fire a Gen Z worker within their very first week on the job because they simply couldn't hack the basic discipline of a professional environment. But what happens when they decide the workplace is just too demanding? Well, they opt out entirely. Data from the Office for National Statistics paints a staggering picture of modern Britain. The number of young people aged 16 to 24 who are neat, not in education, employment, or training has officially surged past the 1 million mark, hitting a rate of 13.5%. This is the highest level of youth inactivity the UK has seen in over a decade. Now, you might think these million young people are actively pounding the pavement looking for work. Think again. The data reveals that 61% of those neat individuals are classed as economically inactive. This means they aren't working, and they aren't even looking for work. While health and wellness are frequently cited, corporate leaders are pointing out a deeper cultural shift. When work gets tough, or when an employer asks a young staff member to actually come into the office rather than working from home, the response is often a swift exit or a tranche of acute sick days that get me reaching for my Bradford calculator. The absolute insistence on working from home as an unearned right has created a generation that isolates itself from the very friction that builds resilience. When you look past the glossy social media trends of lazy girl jobs and quiet quitting, the macroeconomic reality for the UK is grim. We are looking at a generation where a significant portion views basic accountability as a personal insult. They want the flexibility of a veteran executive on day one of an entry-level role, and when they don't get it, they pull back their effort or drop out of the workforce entirely. I just don't get it, and neither do a lot of other managers too. Boundaries are fine, but a business cannot run on apathy. If more than 1 million young Brits are sitting on the sidelines, and I concede that many through circumstances not of their own making, whilst many of those who do show up are burning out their managers by doing the bare minimum, Britain's productivity isn't just stalling, it's actively tanking. Am I being too harsh? Is the data being too harsh? Or is it time for a massive reality check for the UK's youngest workers? Let me know in the comments. Oh, and by the way, I did collate data that was very cotton woolly towards young workers, but I decided to save that for another day. Until next time, get to work.